But if that is so, what is there to live for? The artilleryman looked at me for a moment.
There won't be any more blessed concerts for a million years or so. There won't be any Royal Academy of Arts, and no nice little feeds at restaurants. If it's amusement you're after, I reckon the game is up. If you've got any drawing-room manners, or a dislike to eating peas with a knife or dropping H's, you'd better chuck 'em away. They ain't no further use.
You mean?
I mean that men like me are going on living, for the sake of the breed. I tell you, I'm grim set on living. And if I'm not mistaken, you'll show what insides you've got to before long. We aren't going to be exterminated. And I don't mean to be caught, either, and tamed and fattened and bred like a thundering ox. Ugh, fancy those brown creepers.
You don't mean to say?
I do. I'm going on, under their feet. I've got it planned. I've thought it out. We men are beat. We don't know enough. We've got to learn before we've got a chance. And we've got to live and keep independent while we learn. See, that's what has to be done.
I stared, astonished, and stirred profoundly by the man's resolution.
Great God, cried I. But you are a man indeed. And suddenly I gripped his hand. Hey, he said, with his eyes shining. I've thought it out, eh?
Go on, I said.
Well, those who mean to escape their catching must get ready. I'm getting ready. Mind you, it isn't all of us that are made for wild beasts, and that's what it's got to be. That's why I watched you. I had my doubts. You're slender. I didn't know that it was you see, or just how you'd been buried. All these, the sort of people that lived in these houses, and all those damn little clerks that used to live down that way, they'd be no good. They haven't any spirit in them, no proud dreams and no proud lusts. And a man who hasn't one or the other, Lord, what is he but funk and precautions? They just used to skedaddle off to work. I've seen hundreds of them. Bit of breakfast in hand, running wild and shining to catch their little season ticket train for fear they'd get dismissed if they didn't. Working at businesses they were afraid to take the trouble to understand. Skedaddling back for fear they wouldn't be in time for dinner. Keeping indoors after dinner for fear of the back streets. And sleeping with the wives they married, not because they wanted them, but because they had a bit of money that would make for safety in their one little miserable skedaddle through the world. Lives insured, and a bit invested for fear of accidents, and on Sundays, fear of the hereafter, as if hell was built for rabbits. Well, the Martians will just be a godsend to these. Nice roomy cages, fattening food, careful breeding, no worry. After a week or so chasing about the fields and lands on empty stomachs, they'll come out and be caught cheerful. They'll be quite glad after a bit. They'll wonder what people did before there were Martians to take care of them. And the bar loafers and mashers and singers, I can imagine them. I can imagine them, he said with a sort of somber gratification. There'll be any amount of sentiment and religion loose among them. There's hundreds of things I saw with my eyes that I've only begun to see clearly these last few days. There's lots will take things as they are, fat and stupid. And lots will be worried by a sort of feeling that it's all wrong, that they ought to be doing something. Now, whenever things are so that a lot of people feel they ought to be doing something, the weak and those who go weak with a lot of complicated thinking always make for a sort of do-nothing religion, very pious and superior, and submit to persecution and the will of the Lord. Very likely you've seen the same thing. It's energy in a gale of funk, and turned clean inside out. These cages will be full of psalms and hymns and piety. And those of a less simple sort will work in a bit of, what is it? Eroticism.
He paused,